All right, let's get to this session here with you and your wife, Wendy. I think I have Wendy on the line here. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Hi, honey. You ready for session number two?
Hey, I am.
From everything I've seen this morning, Wendy, and I'm only seeing one side because it's Howie. He's in a great mood. His lunch looks fabulous.
You know, I wanted to mention that. And then you've already, right out of the gate, you had the one ace in the hole that I was going to tell my wife today, and you're over here blabbing about the lunch.
Okay.
Easy, killer. Now, just easy.
All right.
Sorry. Okay, so anyway, honey, good morning. Thank you for coming on the show.
All right, thank you.
Now, Carolyn Bouchon, what are you doing? I didn't mean to run you off over there. I'm sorry. Carolyn Bouchon, she's on the show as well. You need to do all this.
No, I'm just backing up here because I don't want to get in your space.
No, come into my space. Just keep it zipped about the lunch.
Carolyn, I need to stay out of his space, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's where Carolyn belongs, in your space.
What? He should tell her. You shouldn't be the one that tells her.
Exactly.
Well, too late now.
Backing off.
Too late now. What do you mean backing off? The dam is already broken.
All right, Carolyn. He can start over, right, Carolyn?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, start over.
Okay. So anyway, Carolyn, after we had the session yesterday, took a lot to heart what you said about, I need to listen more, and my wife thinking that I think I know it all the time. And I really think that after the session yesterday, I went home and had a pretty decent night. I had a pretty decent run at it.
How about you, Wendy? Oh, actually, it was pretty amazing, yes. Oh, great. Okay, now, before we get started, though, there is one thing I want to address. Howie, I heard you say earlier that you felt like I took Wendy's side several times.
Oh, you were listening.
I didn't realize that,
Carolyn.
I know you didn't. Anyway, do you remember near the end of the session when Wendy threw a jab at you and I stopped her? In every beginning of therapy with clients, the first thing I tell them, which I didn't get a chance yesterday, is each of you is going to leave various sessions feeling picked on by me.
Oh, okay.
But it will happen because I can't keep it perfectly even. Do you understand?
I do.
But I'm not taking anybody's side here. I'm going to point out when anybody is being rude or disrespectful to the other person.
So wait a minute, Carolyn. So nobody in this relationship anymore gets to throw any jabs? How boring.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it?
Well, we're throwing jabs. Trust me. There's going to be jabs thrown.
there better not be. And there's something else, too, I want to say to Wendy. And that is, Wendy, I think that sending him, sending his lunch with grapes that were all dried up and all of that kind of thing. Have you ever heard of passive-aggressive behavior?
I have, yes.
Well, I think that's what you had. Passive-aggressive behavior is when you are filled with anger, and instead of saying it, you find another way to get the person.
So wait, you're saying that my wife was intentionally putting them raisins / grapes in my lunch?
Well, she was not consciously.
It's not conscious. Yeah. Exactly.
Passive aggressive, huh? Yeah. Well, you know what? It's starting to make sense now. It really is. Since you said, Wendy, were you sabotaging my lunch? I mean, seriously, be honest here.
Subconsciously, I was. I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Sense. What about that taco hamburger that he had about 3 days ago? Man, you talking about stinking up a control room?
He's on a special diet. I really tried to season it up and make it taste well.
It was terrible.
I didn't know it was going to taste like that.
Let's get to session number two.
Okay,
all right. We're past number one. It seems like it went great. You guys had a fabulous night last night. Let's not ruin it by going backwards here.
All right,
let's go to number two. Now, here's the objective, is we go to number two on the list of the issues that Howie, you have with Wendy and what Wendy has with Howie.
Okay, so
Carolyn, it's all yours.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Okay, who wants to? Oh, we took Wendy first last time, so Howie, let's take you first.
Okay, and so let's reiterate to everybody else, too. This is number two. We have a list of things, my wife and I, that we hate about each other.
The issues.
And if we don't get through them, we're just going to end up divorced. That's the bottom line, because we can't take. I mean, I love her to death. I just can't stand her half the time, okay? I'm going to get that out there right away.
But most issues are easily resolved if you stop trying to be self-righteous.
Well, I'll tell you what, Caroline. You resolve this one, and I'll believe you, okay?
Because
is a doozy.
This is number two, and this is going to seem a little bit petty, but once again, this is something that I have a hard time with my wife.
All right.
Is the way that she eats.
Okay.
All right. Now, here's the thing, Carolyn. I'm telling you, every time I'm with her and she knows it drives me nuts, she's like a woodchuck. Have you ever seen a woodchuck?
Yes.
Okay, with stuff flying. It's like if you take a branch and stick it into a mulcher and stuff is flying everywhere, that's my wife eating, okay? And now she has a new set of braces on her teeth, which are not helping the situation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so I always tell her that when we're sitting down and we're having a meal and we're trying to talk and stuff, just to, like, keep your mouth closed, use the napkin a little bit more, just to make me at ease. But she just has blatant disregard for the fact that it really grosses me out to watch her eat.
All right, now, We're going to do it the way we did yesterday. Wendy, you're going to say it back to him in a way that he knows you understand, and then we're going to talk about what you can do about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so make sure he gets it.
Okay, so, honey, I understand that the way I eat really grosses you out, but I really don't think about it when I eat. And
No defenses.
Okay,
no. So, is there anything, honey, what is it you want me to do differently?
Yeah, what is it, honey, you would like me to do differently?
Well,
you want me to eat downstairs?
No.
That was a good one. That was good.
No, I don't want you to eat downstairs, Wendy. I want you to close your mouth when you chew, you know? I want you to not make those noises and... I want you to, you know, take a bite and just wipe your mouth because you get these things in the corner of your mouth and they sit there for like what seems like an eternity while you eat.
This is crazy.
It's sadly, but it's true.
It's so true.
Okay.
And you know, and so I just want you to be more aware of maybe taking smaller bites, you know, trying to keep your mouth closed, wiping your mouth, and not talking to me with a mouthful of food either.
So I'm
you know?
Almost pretend like you're at a presidential dinner or something.
Oh, that wouldn't have to go that far.
Well, but no, she needs better manners.
Totally.
Basically, what you're saying.
Totally.
Okay.
And you know, and this is going to sound a little bit gross, but my wife likes to belch halfway through a meal. I could do without that as well. Yeah, she likes...
Oh, Wendy!
And she likes to make room. And so it's like I said, these things drive
you know what?
Wendy!
I feel comfortable with my husband. I am from Alabama. I'm sorry. You know, we are who we are. We don't, you know...
Wendy, but don't defend it. Okay, Wendy, are you willing to work on this?
I am, yes.
Okay.
I don't realize a lot of times because I've done it so long,
mm-hmm.
and Howie will be like, Wendy, close your mouth and stop talking.
Okay, Wendy, yeah. I want to tell you something about it, okay? When people do gross things in front of their mate, it's one of the most damaging things in a relationship.
Boy.
I know that you're saying that you feel really comfortable with him and you feel like you can do anything. That's not necessarily good.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not. You know what? When you say that he's disrespectful when he's talking self-righteous, it's disrespectful to behave that way in front of someone you love.
And I'll tell you,
okay.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. I got a couple more on my list that pertain to the same.
No, we stick to issue
number two.
Okay, so I think we've got this settled. She's going to try harder.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. She's just give it a shot.
Close her mouth, not talk to you with a mouthful of food. So that's good. That's one side of it. Okay, let's go back to Wendy now. Wendy, in your issue with Howie.
Howie, I have something. Wait a minute. I have something for Howie to do, too, because something we haven't talked about is boundaries yet, and it has to be talked about here. So, Howie, let's assume, and you guys are doing great right now, but say it's 5 weeks from now and she's eating just the way she did before.
Like a vulture.
Yeah, okay.
Over
so one of the things I want you to do is say, honey, you're doing it again.
Okay.
And, you know, she might be mad at you and do some passive-aggressive stuff and keep doing it.
Oh, man.
So if she does, I want you to say, if you don't stop, I'm going to go eat in the living room.
Oh, okay.
It's just a boundary.
All right. So instead of getting angry or getting repulsed by it, I'm just going to take action and say, hey, look, if you're not going to conduct yourself like an adult when you eat, I'm just going to go ahead and take it.
Don't say like an adult. That's your self-righteous stuff going on. If you're not going to keep our agreement about eating, then I'm going to go into the living room and eat for the rest of the meal.
Okay. So if you're not capable of keeping your mouth shut when you chew.
Not capable.
Okay, I get what you're saying. All right, I get what you're saying. If she's not going to abide by it, then I'm just going to be an adult and just say, look, you know what? I'm going to go downstairs until you can get that thing worked out.
Right, exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Right,
very
okay.
good.
All right.
Okay. All right.
You know
now
what, Carolyn, hang on just a second. You know what we need to do? Let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
Great.
And when we come back from the commercials, we'll go back to Wendy, and Wendy can give us her issue with Howie, number two on the list.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll get to that. That's coming up in just a couple of seconds. We'll get Wendy back on, and she'll give the issue number two with Howie. We'll do that next. Plus, coming up in about 7 minutes or so. All right. Let's go back to Caroline.
Yes.
Caroline, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We're back to our therapy session. It's Wendy's turn, I guess, with her second issue for Howie.
Okay.
All right.
What is it, Wendy?
Okay. My second issue is that Howie leaves things where they are. He does not put anything up. When he eats, he sits his plate on the dresser. When he drinks, his cans. There's probably, I'm looking now, about eight cans sitting on
there's not eight
on
cans.
The eight can. Actually, there is.
Don't worry about it. We don't need
the jug. His pants, he takes them off. They're in the middle of the floor.
Okay.
His socks in the middle of the floor.
Okay, got it. Before I have Howie talk back to you, I want to ask you something, Howie.
Yeah.
Do you believe that, I think you're the breadwinner, right? Do you believe that because you're the breadwinner that Wendy should pick up after you? Yes or no?
Well, I mean, I am the breadwinner. Yes, you're right on that. I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I feel like as the breadwinner of the house that I shouldn't have to, you know.
Okay. Wendy, do you believe that because he's the breadwinner and you're the wife that you should pick up after him?
Absolutely not.
Okay, this is where we get a little bit more complicated. All right?
So you see how she
and
talks
I know
to me?
We don't have an hour to do this in, but Howie, yeah. It's very sexist. I have to
yeah,
tell you.
Think?
Yeah, thank
you. Whoa, you're picking on Howie again.
Well, but here's the thing, Howie. One of the things both of you need to do, now I have a new assignment for you, and we've got a whole weekend, so I have a new assignment for you.
Uh-huh.
I want the two of you to sit down and talk about what the roles are in the relationship and who is supposed to do what, because you're assuming she's supposed to pick up after you, and she's assuming she's not, and this is one of the main conflicts.
Hey, Carolyn, mm-hmm. She's assuming that I'm going to pay the bills, and I do that.
Well, yeah, but you already know that. That's an agreement that you made when, I mean, didn't she go back to school or something? I mean, didn't you guys,
she's going
make,
to school.
Didn't you guys make an agreement
yeah.
about all this?
Uh-huh.
All right? She never agreed to pick up after you.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Okay?
Hmm.
And now I will go ahead and fix it, but remember that in fixing it,
yeah.
it has to. You have to believe that she's not supposed to pick up after you. So if the two of you change that deal, then that changes everything. But let's go ahead and pretend that at this moment that you have you've agreed. She's got her duties, you've got yours, but picking up after you is not one.
So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta pay all the bills, and I gotta pick up my clothes off the floor.
Wendy, I want you to tell him how it makes you feel.
Well, honey, it makes me feel like you don't appreciate me. I sit there and work very hard cleaning the house and getting things organized. And for you to just disregard that and leave your plates and your cans and, you know, your clothes everywhere, you know, it just ruins everything that I've worked hard to do.
And it makes me feel like you're made.
And it makes me feel like
oh,
you're
great.
Made.
Oh, yeah, great. I haven't heard that maid thing enough. Well, I haven't heard that.
No. I do put words in people's mouths, yeah. And it makes you feel. One of my clients told me 2 days ago, she said to her husband, actually, mm-hmm. in my office, when I pick up after, when I have that basket of laundry that you said you would carry up from the basement that's your clothes that I have folded, and you don't carry it up day after day, and I every time I look at it, I resent you one bit more. And you wonder why, when you come home from work, I'm angry and don't want to have anything to do with you? Is that correct? Is that how you feel?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Great.
So now, Howie, I want you to convey back to her if you get what her point is.
I mean, I get the point.
No. Don't give me that attitude. You need to tell Wendy and convince her that you get the point.
Well, I'll tell you, you are bouncing up and down on my boys. I'll tell you, Carolyn.
I'm sorry.
Sheesh. All right, so what? Now, okay, Wendy.
Hey, I went after Wendy about passive-aggressive. Don't forget that part.
Okay, all right. I mean, remember,
all right,
okay.
Go ahead.
Wendy, I understand that when I leave my plates and my cups and my empty beer bottles littered around the bed
and your pants in the middle of the floor.
Thank you. And my pants in the middle of the floor. I understand when you continually have to pick them up and put them in their proper place, how you feel a little neglected or disrespected. I get that.
Okay.
But once again, I think maybe subliminally I am doing these things because
maybe you're doing passive aggressive.
I think I'm being a little passive aggressive because number one, I know that it bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be blatantly honest. I almost get a little bit of a rise out of the fact that you get so ticked off having to do it. Okay. Now I'm going to put that out there. Now that's
right.
Not right. I'm not saying that it's right.
No. And if we're going to fix this relationship,
right.
You understand, Howie, you're going to have to change that.
I'm going to have to start picking my stuff up off the floor. I'm going to start taking my plates down to the. I'm not going to load the dishwasher, though. I'm going to draw the line there.
Well, that's a different issue if we come to it.
But anyway, I'm going to start putting my stuff away. In return, you have to pay half the bills.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
You got to close your mouth when you're eating.
Yeah. So
okay.
Leave that out of it. Okay.
Wendy, that's it. Yeah.
Wendy, if he doesn't, you need to set a boundary.
I'm just going to leave it there.
Well, there are several options, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but there are several options. You can take it all and throw it in a basket or whatever and just shove it out of your way. You can charge him per item that you pick up.
Ooh.
Charge me?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, and you can you can charge $1 an item, whatever it is. You can charge more than that. It has to be something where he feels it.
I like how whenever she's eating, I got to get up and leave the room. But yet for my thing, she's going to be making money off of it if I screw up.
We got more issues for you to be able to do something
similar. Oh, trust me.
Similar,
we got plenty of issues. We got plenty of issues to go
right,
for.
So
yeah, we've got plenty of shows left.
Let's wrap up in And why don't you guys tell me about your last night?
Okay, can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go first.
Okay. Well, I'm in esthetician school, and Howie hates his face being touched. Well, he laid down and let me give him a face.
Wait, you don't need to be saying this. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Now, this stuff, no, you don't need to be talking about that, Wendy.
Oh, it's so cute. Ashton, let me finish. Okay, so he laid down. I gave him a facial, a chest and back massage, and he hates his feet being touched. And I gave him a pedicure, and I rubbed his feet.
That's out of line. You don't know.
You were vulnerable. Oh, and he absolutely did not tell me how to do it. He just enjoyed it, and he just laid there, and it was absolutely fantastic.
He was vulnerable. Okay.
And I'm so excited for tonight. So it better be good, Howie.
Okay, so Howie, you want to talk about last night or not?
Well, she just pretty much said last night, you know, that was pretty much it. You know, we talked a little bit. I told her that I had a good evening planned for us tonight, and then we're going to get back to trying to make some one-on-one time. If we can get over these little things that are driving each other crazy in the relationship, and we can get out maybe once, twice a month, where it's just her and I time, maybe we can get back to good.
Okay, or the date night really should be once a week.
That's tonight.
Okay, good. Now, okay, here's the thing, what I want you to do over the weekend or whatever. If you run into an issue where you both get mad, you can say to the other person, this is another issue I need to add to my list, but I'm not going to fight with you about it now because I have hope that we will fix it. And so you don't fight, you don't escalate, and no jabbing each other.
Wow, maybe we'll go through a weekend without arguing, Howie. I'm excited.
That would be nice.
You know what? If we can make it through a weekend without arguing, that seems to be absolutely impossible to me at this point.
A complete weekend with no jabs?
Where's the fun?
Don't take the fun out of it.
Hold on. One last thing. I want each of you to promise me I'm going to try to be respectful in my communication to my mate, each of you.
Go ahead, Wendy, you first.
I promise I'm going to be respectful with my mate, okay?
I promise I'm going to be respectful with my mate.
All right.
All right, good job.
All right, thank you, Carolyn.
Okay. All right, thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, there you go. Carolyn Bashan, by the way, her phone number and how to get in contact with her is on our website. You can go to our webpage, go to alice1059.com. She is a relationship therapist. All the information is there on our page, BJ Howie, and just click on the page there and you'll get it right there. I thought the session went great.
I did too. It seems like it's working pretty well for us.
Wendy, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's absolutely amazing, sir. I'm excited. I cannot wait for tonight.
Yeah, with last night going the way last night went, I mean, geez, what kind of weekend are you looking forward to, huh?
An amazing one.
See, that's the thing is you got to watch. You can't set the bar too high. You know what I mean?
I'm expecting a lot, honey, after last night.
We'll see, Wendy. We'll see. Okay, sweetheart, get to school, okay?
Okay, love you.
Love you, baby. Take care.
Bye, Wendy. Have a good day.
Thank you, Caroline.
All right, 726.
The Alice Morning Show.